Here we go. Welcome to bonus coverage from BP Wrigleycast. We're calling this a BP Wrigleycast quick hit. We wanted to get some quick analysis on the trade that the Cubs just completed today with the Seattle Mariners, sending Dan Vogelbach and AA pitcher Paul Blackburn to the Mariners, and in exchange they got lefty Mike Montgomery and a AAA pitcher named Jordan Prize, not sure what the pronunciation is, but I'm sure we'll get it eventually. So I'll start with you, Ryan. What do you think of this trade? What do you think the Cubs got, and what did they give up? Was it a fair trade? What are your thoughts?
I really like it for both sides, actually. And if you want to look at it as more than a win-win, it's a win-win-win for Dan.
It's a lot of winning.
Yeah, for Dan Vogelbach. And real quick on what you said about Jordan Prize or Prize. I'm going to say we never find that out, because I don't think we're ever going to hear that name ever again.
One of those deals.
Yeah, if we're hearing his name and again, that's probably a problem.
That's a good point.
But I've got the stats right here. Montgomery's a lefty. This season, out of the bullpen, he has a 2.15 ERA and 50 and a third innings. He struck out 44 batters and has a 1.053 WHIP. When you narrow that down to just his pitching against left-handed batters, lefties are hitting 164 off of him in 67 at-bats with a 523 OPS. So it sounds like the Cubs got their soft lefty that they really wanted or that they really needed, because in this same piece here, it says Travis Wood, Clayton Richard, and Gerardo Concepcion have a 4.12 ERA combined with 6 home runs allowed. So really getting lefties out in the bullpen was what they needed, and I think this probably accomplishes that goal.
And when you say soft lefty, just clarify what you mean by that.
Yeah, and I think I kind of misspoke. I don't think he's a soft-tossing lefty. Yeah. I mean like a middle relief kind of pitcher.
Gotcha.
A lefty in the middle sort of thing, guy who can come in and get one out if he needs to, or even come in and toss a couple innings if the Cubs need it. I think he's a flexible pitcher. He's not just a one-out guy, but he can be that one-out guy because he does pitch really well against lefties.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting, especially since this is the first season he's worked out of the pen. Former first-round draft pick, 36th pick overall in the 2008 draft for the Royals. He's been a starter exclusively in the minor leagues and, posted okay numbers, kind of climbing up the ladder, Tampa Bay and then Seattle's AAA system. But nothing special, nothing great, and looks like that switch to the pen really, flipped a switch for him. So it's interesting that, not a lot of history to go off of in terms of what he's done in the pen, but that's obviously what the Cubs are bringing him in for, at least for now. But it's good to know that he can, he's not just going to pitch to a batter or two, that he could go past that to multiple innings. What do you think, Isaac? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'll actually start this with talking about Dan Vogelbach, who I interviewed on Sunday in Iowa, and I really appreciated the time with Dan, and he was very gracious, but the frustration was palpable about being blocked in Chicago, and he didn't say as much. He said that he would just do his best and let it play out as the PC answer, which, you have to expect, but the frustration was there in his face, and you could tell that he felt like he would be traded, and you could tell that he didn't feel like his future was in Chicago. I am purely parsing that from what I felt from what he said, not from what he said. But I wish Dan the best. I think he'll be an excellent major league hitter. I think people have underrated his hitting ability for a long time. I think he'll have a long career, and there will be times when Cubs fans will feel the sting of trading Dan Vogelbach. So best wishes to Dan. Beyond that, Mike Montgomery is an incredibly interesting acquisition. This is a guy that's been around forever. He was drafted in the first round by the Royals in 2008. He was as high as a top 20 prospect in all of baseball as late as 2012, but he's never really made it as a starter, as you said, and he's always struggled as a starter. But this year in his age 27 season, as you mentioned, he's been moved to the bullpen, and what you've seen is an uptick in velocity as to where he'd been sitting roughly 92, high 91, 92 for the most part ever since about 2012. Back in 2010, 2011, he was throwing a bit harder, but he hadn't been able to sustain velocity as a star. And if you look at his average velocity this year, both on his four-seam and his sinker, he's 95. He's upper 94 and 95 miles an hour. And the comparison I want to make here, and this is ironic and it's also probably a bit of a stretch, but the comparison I want to make is Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller was a starter for many years. And the difference between Miller and Montgomery is Miller was a struggling starter in the majors, and Montgomery was a struggling starter in the minors. So it's not apples to apples. However, where it is apples to apples is in their velocity. If you look at Andrew Miller as a starter, for several years he was 92, 93, low 94s, but he didn't sustain it. Call him 93. 2012, when he was brought into the bullpen, 95, 96, 95. So maybe a tick more velocity there than Montgomery, but it jumped up and he immediately became a highly effective reliever. So I think that's what the Cubs are seeing, is a guy that he's a reliever and he can be a dominant one, and his stuff will play there much more than it would as a starter. So I think they see him as a key cog in this bullpen for a very long time as he's controlled through 2021.
You know, I think that's interesting the way you said all that about him with the velocity going up and kind of sort of comparing him to Andrew Miller in the way that all happened. Theo made a comment today, I think, about the trade where he said, essentially, they see him about to take off. Do you think this is them jumping on somebody that they're seeing some of the same things and they're thinking, we're about to grab the 27-year-old next really good left-handed reliever and pry him away from somebody for essentially a guy who didn't fit with us? Do you think that's kind of how they're seeing it?
It absolutely is. And it's a classic trade of our need for your need, and I think it's perfectly fair from both sides. I actually love it, as you said, and I like the way you said, for all three sides, the players involved and the teams involved. But I think that's exactly what they're seeing, is they're seeing, call it Andrew Miller Lite, a guy that belonged in the bullpen and had finally been put in the bullpen and can be very dominant, and he's very cheap. You know, he's controlled for five more years. So I think they're finding their own cheaper version of Andrew Miller Lite, which is exactly what we said we thought they would do last night when we discussed. We thought they'd go get a lighter version, cheaper version of Miller if they could find it, and I think they just did.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to say about this, and one of the things is I agree. I'm also happy for Tad Vogelbach. Great guy to follow. You know, he's coming into his own. I feel like at his worst for the Mariners, he's going to be a non-peak Nick Swisher. He'll get on base. He'll hit, you know, at worst 15, 20 home runs. I don't know about, you know, in Seattle, but in terms of that, they got themselves a nice asset. Now, a lot of fans are going to go and look at Mike Montgomery's numbers in AAA, and they're going to say, oh my gosh, what is this? Who did we get? Why didn't we get more? And the first thing we all have to acknowledge is Vogelbach was never going to play for this team, right? He just did not have a spot. Even if his first base defense was decent enough, you got Rizzo there, he's totally blocked in so many ways. So that's one thing, right? And what you said, Isaac, the value, is he's more valuable for Seattle than he is for us. So the other thing I want to say is I love the timing. And this is one of those things that, not to like lavish more and more praise on this front office, but this is great timing in that you've got a week and a half to see what Mike Montgomery looks like for right now. And if you see, you know, if Joe Maddon is like, gets comfortable right away with using him in the bullpen in certain types of situations, then you know when the trade deadline comes, oh, okay, all right, maybe you need to add another piece, or maybe you're done. But instead of making that, and I think I saw a quote from Epstein today on this trade that kind of talked about this, is instead of feeling like you're at that precipice of the deadline and, oh gosh, I got to pull the trigger now because I haven't made a move and I hope this works, but who knows what we're going to get until he comes over, boom, you're doing it way in advance. So you've got some breathing room, you've got some time to evaluate. So I love the timing. As for the deal, I think it's a good deal, as we've said, for everyone. I don't think Paul Blackburn's it's not going to come back to haunt us. The other guy, Freeze, Prize, Prize, whatever it is, I agree. It's a Montgomery for Vogelbach deal. And you know, so far with the information we know, I like it.
Yeah, and to expand upon the point you just made on Vogelbach, which is a great point, he was never going to be anything more than a guy they eventually called up in September just because he's on the 40-man and they can do it. That's the extent of his role in Chicago, and we know that, so every other Major League Baseball team knows that too. And I saw a lot of very intelligent people that I respect kind of saying, I can't believe they only got that for Vogelbach, or, is there a different Mike Montgomery that I don't know about? I don't think that the value, even though he's a very good hitter and he's going to be very valuable for Seattle, I don't think the value, trade value for Vogelbach was as high as I think some people thought it should be. And I think we're seeing that now because, they only did get a left-handed reliever for him. So that is directly related to the fact that he had just no future in Chicago, and it was apparent to everybody.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to back this up a little bit. I think that Blackburn's a guy that hasn't quite lived up to the expectations that some thought he might as he was coming out as a high schooler. But Jordan Pries is a little more interesting than maybe we're lending credence to right now, because this is another guy that's been a starter virtually his whole career, and just this year was moved into a relief role, at least somewhat. He's calling him a super utility guy, another one of them, in AAA, and he's pitching in the Pacific Coast League, and not only in the Pacific Coast League, but in the Pacific area, where it's generally known as a very good hitter's arena out west. So one of the things that's interesting about Jordan Pries is he is striking out guys like crazy. He's got 83 strikeouts this year and 84 innings, so I think it's too early to say that he's a nothing in this deal. Yes, his ERA isn't great, but he's been relatively effective in AAA, especially in a relief role, and he does strike guys out. So who knows what might be there. Be somewhat interesting. But, of course, the big get here is Montgomery, and I think he comes up, he plays an immediate role this year, and then sort of ... for the rest of his career. But I see him being a guy that contributes in the back end of this bullpen for a long time. And finally, we can put to bed the absurd suggestions of trading Kyle Schwarber for a relief pitcher, which was never going to happen. And anybody who suggested that would simply doesn't know what they're talking about.
I think I agree. I think we'll probably still hear some of those chirps, but for now, this is the Dan Vogelbach has been traded away. Mike Montgomery, lefty arm. This has been a BP Wrigley Cast quick hit. Hope you've enjoyed it. Let us know if you want more of this type of stuff. We enjoy bringing it to you. Thanks for the insight, guys.
Good night, Carlos.
Good night, everybody.